Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Karen Rossi is a world-renowned artist whose Fanciful Flights artwork has been sold worldwide. Her work is regularly commissioned for public display, and in Connecticut, her commissioned art is represented in many public and private collections, including in Evergreen Walk in Manchester, Connecticut, in St. Francis Hospital, and most recently, the Newman Zone Foundation commissioned her artwork for their home office lobby. Karen Rossi has studios in Norfolk and in Meriden, Connecticut. Her Torrington studio will have a closing reception on June 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Karen Rossi is in studio today, so we hope you enjoy our chat with Karen Rossi here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Karen Rossi, thank you for being here today on Nutmeg Chatter.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I am excited. We are friends. I am a big fan of your artwork and a big fan of what you do and the communities that you're involved with. You really bring people together and you really share your art with the world and the ability to create art with the young people in different communities. So I'm excited to talk to you about those type of programs that you've been so successful in completing and creating.
Well, I'm honored to be here with the likes of your talent as well.
You're far too kind. Thank you. One of the first things that I want to bring up in your world, if you will, of art is that there is some new artwork or some artwork that was created that has now found a new home at the Brooker Memorial. It's a children's center there. There's a dentist office. There's a child care area. And work that you helped create with the Torrington Police Athletics League, a program, had some children in the Torrington area. You formed a group called Together We Are Torrington, and you created a mural.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that mural was showcased last summer during the Main Street Marketplace, and now it most recently found a home at the Brooker Memorial.
Right.
That's exciting. Could you tell me a little bit, could you walk me through the concept behind the Together We Are Torrington?
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks to the Northwest Arts Council and the State of Connecticut Commission on the Arts for providing a grant for me to do the work. I was able to collaborate with Lindsay Raymond of the Police Activities League to work in their program in after schools to, well, we were working with the children to get them to make portraits of themselves and see themselves as being worthy and confident and empowered. Mm-hmm. And from there, I was able to, once we had all the components made by the children and students, I was able to collage all of those pieces into a three-part mural of the Torrington community. So it was very exciting because then the children saw themselves not only as an individual unit, but when we had the unveiling of the mural, they were all wowed to see themselves as part of the community. And that's an important mission for the Police Activities League.
Absolutely. And do you find that it's important to find that type of engagement opportunities with the children in the communities that you work with?
Well, I've been teaching children art for over 30 years. Oh, heaven forbid, maybe it's 40 now. And it's so rewarding to see people of all ages learning things and creating and expressing themselves. And for me, that's the way I like to interact with people. It's very important to me.
Could you tell me about another program that you are currently working on? Or this is a new thing. It's the Abundant Love Project in Norfolk. Could you talk to me about that?
Yes. It was designed by my girlfriend, Deb DeLisi, and you can look her up on Facebook, and you can conduct your own Abundant Love Project. It came out of her mourning for her daughter, who died prematurely, and she found herself walking on the beach and collecting stones. And she began painting hearts on these stones and then leaving messages on them and then posting on Facebook where she had left the stones for passersby to pick up if they needed them. And it's just grown into a huge project for her. She has over 1,000 followers on Facebook, and it's a beautiful, beautiful way. And in reconnecting with Norfolk and designing my summer arts program there, I was excited to be able to bring this project there. We think it will be just one other aspect of bringing arts and people and creating that community feeling that we all love in Norfolk.
So is there a particular start date where this Abundant Love project will begin?
Yes, this Sunday.
This Sunday, okay.
Through the First Church of Christ Congregational, okay. I'll be working with the kids to create the first stones.
Okay, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so people can learn more about that project. You have a studio in Norfolk. Could you tell me where it is located?
Yes, it's just off 272 in Norfolk, and I've had that studio for at least 20 years, and maybe it's 30. I don't know anymore. But it's where I create most of my metalwork, and after losing my dad, it was very difficult to be there because he had a place around the corner, and my family did, and you know, it was really his passion to be there in Norfolk, and it became mine. And when I lost him, that's how I ended up, one of the reasons why I ended up coming back to Torrington. You know, This is where I grew up, spending my summers with my grandparents and all of my relatives. They had a huge extended family, and I had so many great memories, and I just wanted to be with people. Yeah. Again, and away from Norfolk, but now I'm ready to get back there.
That's a part of the Karen Rossi legacy in terms of your artwork there, that you created such a wonderful metal pieces of art. They're very colorful, very imaginative, and if you walk through many of them, it's almost like walking through Oz in a sort of way. They're just with its look.
When I had my studio in Windsor Locks, it was a 10,000 square foot factory loft building right on the Connecticut River, in between the locks and the river. And the entire space was dripping with all of my sculptures. And I had a big staff back then, so we produced a lot of artwork. And the Torrington studio is a microcosm of what Windsor Locks looked like.
And it's wonderful that you were able to come to Torrington for the period of time that worked best for you and be engaged in the community. And while working here in Torrington, you were involved in a lot of artistic, cultural events.
Well, I love action. Yeah. So that's part of why I'm moving on now, because I feel like it's time to create things in Norfolk again, and I can work with the community there, and and also in Meriden, where I live with my husband. It's I've been becoming involved with a maker space. I've gone back to Middlesex Community College to study. I've joined Gallery 53, which is the oldest consortium gallery in the United States, and I've been able to teach there through the adult education program. So it's fulfilling.
Very nice. Now, that's exciting. That's just a wonderful way of you working your art in places that you love, which is wonderful. I didn't want to bury the lead at the very beginning. I mentioned that there's a closing reception on June 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
I am having champagne all day, or serving champagne and Prosecco all day long. I can't wait. It's going to be fun to see everyone come out during the townwide tag sale. A lot of my licensed items will be at half price or much less than that because I don't want to move them. Mm-hmm. The original artwork won't be on sale. However, best offers will be considered.
Very nice. Well, that's fantastic. You know what we'll do is we're going to take a quick break, come on back, and we're going to talk about your artwork and how you started and what drives you as an artist. That's all right with you. Well, you can stick around for the next segment. All right, so we're going to be right back here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk in studio here today at WAPJ in Torrington, Connecticut. I'm speaking with Karen Rossi. We're talking about her artwork. We're talking about the things that inspire her. Karen, tell me about how you first became an artist. And I assume, was there an evolution or was there some particular moment in time where you made that determination and then you followed through on it?
When I was a kid, I couldn't figure out why all the famous artists were men. And I made my mother retell the story of how she grew up in a Roxbury community, or the Roxbury community, next to a famous artist who moved in with two young girls. And his name was Alexander Calder. Mm-hmm. And he made mobiles and he performed the circus for her. My mom and her brothers and his daughters, and made jewelry, showed them how to make things in the studio. And then I think when they'd been there enough, he sent them out collecting pieces of blue glass, which he paid them 1 cent a piece for. So that was part of it. I mean, I just couldn't ever stop making things. I loved it. And any story or experience that I could garner was ongoing. At some point, though, after I graduated college, I began volunteering at a creative arts workshop in New Haven and found out that there was a woman by the name of Ann Lehman who taught metalworking. And I thought to myself, I've just got to do that. My dad had a specialized welding shop, aerospace welding shop, like a welding hospital almost. And I studied the welding to the point where I made a trout. He was a big sportsman. And then went to visit him at his shop and showed him the trout. And he insisted that I couldn't possibly have made that in front of everyone. And I said, no, I did. I've been working on it. And, you know, I've mastered this. And then he gave me a space. My parents gave me a space at the welding shop. And I was able to pursue making things with lots of advice from the 27 guys that work there. And eventually a couple of women.
Really? Did you find the advice helpful? Did you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It was great. I could have continued on with my master's, but it was so compelling to be at that shop and pursuing trade shows eventually. And, you know, my career, that's the path I took.
Now, with your metal work, if you will, did you draw it out, pen and paper first to kind of have the idea of where you were going with the pieces? Or was it something where you kind of worked with the metal itself until it became the shape that you wanted it to be?
You know, my favorite tool is a plasma art cutter. And I love my plasma art cutter because it's an extension of drawing, because you literally hold the torch in your hand and move and draw with your entire body. And I might start with a loose drawing on the metal, but I find that as I work, there's kind of a runner's high, or it's an artist high, and my adrenaline takes over and it just happens.
Wow. And, you know, there's a very unique and lovely style that you have there, that it's, you called a particular segment of your artwork Fanciful Flights. And there is a very light and very happy feeling in looking at your artwork. Is that something that I guess is intended, or is that just comes from the happiness that is Karen Rossi?
It's a collaboration of things. My very first show, was given to me by a folk art gallery in New Haven, Connecticut. And they had heard that I had started working in metal. I had been working in clay before that. And they asked me to look at Gabriel the Herald Angel as he appeared in folk art history, particularly New England folk art history. And so Gabriel appears on the masthead of ships or in a weather vane holding a horn, keeping people safe and watching over them. And the more I studied that early New England folk art, oh my goodness, there were Gabriel the Herald Angel was in signage, but so were these great mermaids and sea captains, and there isn't a mermaid I don't love.
Well, you know, speaking of mermaids, I want to bring it a little bit back before I continue with the history of your artwork and the evolution of you as an artist. I want to mention that the Mad River Silkies, which was your team in the Torrington Yarn Bomb, created some wonderful, extraordinary artwork that was on public display in Torrington, and yours was specifically across the bridge, overlooking the Naugatuck River. And so that was great. And that had a very nautical theme. It had mermaids, it had fish, and you worked with your team to create this artwork. That also found a home at Brooker Memorial,
yes,
which I'm very happy to know that that occurred.
Yes, they have a great new Starfish Cove room, which it has a video that streams live from a California aquarium. It's really something to see. And of course, our team leader for the Mad River Selkie team is Scottish, Doreen Breen. And she gathered a group of us together, Claudia Duhamel and Robin McCahill and me and Skip Kamens. And so many people came to the studio to help out and create the fish for that installation. And a Selkie is just a Scottish version of a mermaid. That's what it is to me. But you could look it up if you'd like to learn more about that folklore.
Very nice. Yeah, that's right. Doreen Breen of Soul Threads, her wonderful fiber art. And, of course, the great puppeteer.
Robin
is a great puppeteer. I loved seeing her work. Well, that's quite a team.
It was a year-long endeavor to create. I believe the bridge was 75 or is still 75 feet long. Mm-hmm. So it was quite an expanse to cover, and we were excited to do it.
Now, it's interesting bringing them up because each of those artists were able to be showcased at your Torrington studio. You opened up your studio to give opportunities for other artists, not just yourself. And I think that was wonderful.
Well, you were featured also.
That's right.
We had fun with that reception.
I had a lot of fun. We had some of my crayon drawings. I have the comic strip, The Crayon Diary. And so we had the crayon representations of a number of people in the community. Actually, I had 30, I think, on display at that time. So that was great. And Robin had her showcase on the other side of the studio. So it was kind of a nice event.
In the first couple of years, it was great because I had Vinny and Dennis next to me, and we could coordinate with our openings and coordinate with a few other artists like Don Hill to have an open house night or an open studio arts reception. But after they left, it became so quiet. But there's action now. My landlord, who's just wonderful, Robert Rovese, has finally rented the large spaces that were the beauty salon on the right and the left of me. So
sure. Yeah. And for the listening audience, that's right. The people that Kara mentioned were a sculptor and a photographer, artists who had their space, their studios adjacent to yours. And so that became kind of a nice enclave, if you will, a nice community right there. Eventually, they moved, for their own needs. And of course, and now you are moving as well. But you mentioned that.
Well, I'm moving, but I'm not really moving because I'm already there. I've been in both communities for quite a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That, which makes sense. That's right.
I'm simplifying my life or trying to. I'm not good at that.
Well, that's excellent. Well, you know, and as we come, we've come to the end of the second segment, we're going to come back, or we're going to conclude on our third segment with what's the future for Karen Rossi, her artwork, where she like to see that, you know, her artwork flourish in the next years to come. Stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right. We'll be back just in just a few moments here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Karen Rossi. We've been talking about her artwork. We've talked about her public work a little bit. We've talked about her work in Torrington. Her Torrington studio will have a closing reception on June 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. In Torrington. And so we want to mention that. But we've talked about your history as an artist and how you evolved. You first working with clay. And then once you discovered metal, obviously that became kind of the focus of the Karen Rossi work. And your Fanciful Flights, that became like worldwide, recognition.
It was. My original pieces were collected internationally through participation in the trade shows that I would do down in New York or LA or wherever I would go with the trade show. However, in the year 2000, a large gift company licensed my designs, and they had a devoted sales force of 70 people. And those 70 salespeople sold millions of pieces worldwide. Mm-hmm. So that gift company did fairly well with my work.
And what's great about those, if you will, for the listener who may not have seen it, but you can always go into KarenRossi.com and then check out that particular artwork for yourself so you can see in what we are describing. But if you can imagine a character, if you will, who is in flight, and then within that flight, they might be holding certain charms or certain affectations of a particular, either a profession or of an interest, and each one seems individual, tailor-made for somebody's particular interest. So if you're interested in baseball, there is a baseball Fanciful Flight. If you're interested in ballet, there's a ballet dancer who's Fanciful Flight, and so on and so on. And it's a wonderful thing. We have a Fanciful Flight at home as well.
There's a Fanciful Flight. I can't even pronounce it. There's a Fanciful Flight of Joe Timothy Quirk.
That's amazing.
I create personal.
That's right. That
miniature
was
miniature commissions.
That was an amazing thing. So I'm very excited about that. So thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For that wonderful
Thanks
gift.
Your sister actually was the gift giver there.
Yeah, she was because she came to the show. She came to the not open house, if you will, but the show where, you know, you were showcasing my work, which is great. And I was one of many who you showcased over time at your studio. And I think that was a wonderful gift of your space and of your time and talent.
For me, it was all about collaborating with the other artists in the community. That's mm-hmm. what I thrived upon.
That's right. Right. So what would you say is the future for Karen Rossi? What do you want to focus on I know that you want to focus on your art in the Norfolk studios and in the Meriden studio. Mm. For, say, 2017, for the end of 2017, do you have a particular guiding light, if you will, a particular focus?
To earn a little bit more money and pay off some of these bills that loom over my head.
That's always a good plan.
But I am excited to resume fixing up my Norfolk location. I need to put in a septic and a well. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to create pieces for one of my patrons, Denise Rosenberg. You could see her collection on my website. She lives in Hastings on the Hudson in New York and has an incredible yard, and every year commissions me to create more and more flower and butterfly sculptures. I created a giant mirror for her 2 years ago, and I'm renting a storage unit so I can get this work done because it is overwhelming at this point. So that's a big job.
I can imagine. I love that phrase, Hastings on the Hudson. I think that's a very evocative name of a place.
It's a beautiful spot. From their roof, you can see the George Washington Bridge. But from her patio, on the patio on one side of the house, you can see the Palisades of New Jersey just going right down into the Hudson River. I think they don't live far from where... what was this? Captain Sully landed the plane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
And so it's just a wonderful opportunity to create something very, very extraordinary.
Well, speaking of creating something very, very extraordinary, that I think is encapsulates what the work of Karen Rossi is, because you do so much work that people have been able to purchase, put in their own private collections. And also, there have been public work that has been commissioned, and I mentioned a number of those at the top of the segment, or at the top of the program, not the least of which was the Newman's Own Foundation commissioned some work, but there was also the work in Manchester, the work at St. Francis Hospital, and I assume that there's a large interest in seeing your work. You know, the bigger the name Karen Rossi becomes in the arts community, the more people will want to have your work in the public forum.
Well, it's been an aspect of how I make my way in the world, you know, pursuing commissions and grants, whatnot. Also, I teach, so I've learned a lot about developing a curriculum here in Torrington through the experiences of running the various workshops that sustained my studio here. But I also license my artwork designs, and I'm looking to become a little bit more involved with arts licensing once again.
That's exciting, because I would love to see that continue and thrive. Whatever you are going to do, I know will have that artistic flair that we all love, and that's going to be exciting to watch and see. For people who want to find out more information about your work, Karen, where can they turn?
KarenRossi.com.
That's a great... Okay, that makes it simple. There's also a Facebook page for your studios.
True. I have Karen Rossi Facebook page and also Karen Rossi Studios. I'm on Instagram, Tumblr. I occasionally tweet, not my favorite thing. And Pinterest is my favorite.
Pinterest is your favorite.
Yeah.
Very nice. That's exciting. Well, I'm excited to see your work continue, see what you're going to be up to in 2017 and in the years to come. And I hope that we can come back. Hopefully, let's say in a year, we'll do another program. We'll say, hey, this is what's going on with the Karen Rossi Studios in Norfolk and Meredith. Wouldn't that be great?
And possibly projects in Torrington. We're working on something for the Children's Museum, a little free library.
Very nice. So there's going to be even more Karen Rossi influence here in Torrington. That's just wonderful.
Torrington won't ever be out of my blood.
Well, Karen Rossi, thank you for coming here, Torrington, to WAPJ. Talk to us today.
Thank you.
Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of our music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music. Thank you for listening to Nutmeg Chatter. Please stay tuned at 4 p.m. There's The Hotspot with Darcy. Enjoy your afternoon.